Vav kama perek ches mishne gimel. Hamakis oveves imoy vle also bohem chaburo. He gives a clap loviv imoy, but there's no chaburo over there. Chaburo is basically anything that's moitzi dam. Doesn't have to be moitzi dam. Doesn't have to flow from the wound, but it has to be. Even a bang will cause swelling or welt. That's also called Hetzaz Dam, because Dam came to the surface. The fallout of that by Maka of Vimei obviously is the Pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim, where Maka of Vimei Mois Yumos Chazal and the Gemara and Sanhedrin Dashan has to be a Hakor Sheyesh Bo Chabura. But if there'll be a case V'loy Oso Bohem Chabura, so then it's not Mechayiv Misa, and then the Halacha is that there could be a Chiv Momen. What the Mishnah means to point out is that if there will be a chabura, so then it's a hakor sheyesh bekedei lahom, the sheyesh bekedei lahom and soy soy. This come lebi the rabbi, there can't be a chiyuv moment. The next case in the Mishnah is choyvul b'chaveri b'yom kippurim, and this we've had in other places. We had in Ksubis also a Mishnah that spoke about this, where the Mishnah means to say that the din of Chiyuv Misa that has a din of Kom Lebidir Abmine is only Chayvi Misa's Bez and not Chayvi Krisus. Doing Melocha on Yom Kippur does not carry with it the death penalty. It only carries with it the Inish of Chorus. Mel is no Kom Lebidir Abmine. This is Lafuke, the Shita of Reb Nechunya ben Akona that's brought in a Braisa in Ksubas Taflama that holds that even Oichel B'Yom HaKippurim can't be Chayiv on the Mazik of the Oichel because there's Kom Levi D'Rabbine. So both these cases, there's a Chayiv Momen. The question, the practical question to ask is what's Shayich that there should be a case of a Hakor and of a V'Imoy with an Asiyas Chabur that there would be a Chayiv Momen? You give somebody a punch, but derech klal, if it's something that's worth paying for, there's some injury, there was some hoitzoaz dam, some swelling at the very least. So the case that the Gemara comes up with, the Mishnah is just bringing out the point, the case that the Gemara comes out with is that what he did was he took some type of cream and he was moshach roishesh shaloviv with a type of cream that destroys the roots of the hair, but even where his father never will be able to, his hair will never grow back. So it's a chavola in the sense that it causes damage. A bald David, imagine taking a person who looks hale and hearty, and you turn him into somebody that looks like a Rachman Lanzan, a survivor of chemotherapy. Fashteitzach, that there's nezek there, and there's also baishis. There could also be tzar. So all these things are shayich in that type of chabura, even though there's no hoitzah azdam. That'll be the case. Otherwise, it's command impossible to find a case. Now the Mishnah says Divindin. Hachoyvul be'Eved Ivri. One who's choyvul in Eved Ivri, and Eved Ivri has a din of a Yehudi without any exemptions. So there's no reason why if Reuven punched Shimon's Eved Ivri in the nose, or he broke his leg, that he shouldn't be chayv. So he's taka chayv kulam. However, chutz min ha-sheves mizman shush aloi. Bizman shush aloi, when it's his Eved Ivri, There's no reason why he shouldn't be Chayv Anezik and Tsar and Ripui and Boishes. However, the Sheves, the work time of the Eved, the Maisi Yidayim of the Eved, belong to the Oden, and therefore there's nothing with what to be Mechayv. There isn't much of a Chiddush in this, unless you say that coming Lafuke, maybe you think that an Eved Ivri doesn't have Chomish Dvarim, but why not? Or if it's his Eved Ivri, we would say, since he owns the Eved, so there shouldn't be a Chiv. Why not? Maybe what we could say is that the type of Sheves that you're going to have to pay, maybe the Eved Ivri is able to do something for himself on time that he's not working for the Odin, and on that you have to pay him as well. Kamash Malon is Lamaisa, even if the Odin allows him to make some money for himself, Be'etzem, his Maisa Yadayim, completely belong to the Odin. There's no reason why the Odin should be Chayim. But the Mishnah does bring the Halach of Eved Ivri, also Lafuke, the next din. Hachoyvul Be'Eved Kenani Shalacherim Chayiv B'Kulon. Hachoyvul Be'Eved Kenani Shalacherim clearly is coming Lafuke, is Choyvul Be'Eved Kenani Shaloi. Now why is that? Because the Eved Kenani is called the complete possession of the Odin. So the nezek, if he's damaged be'etzem, he belongs to his adon. His ripui belongs to the adon. Everything about him belongs to the adon. There's no makom to be mechayev. When Reuven breaks the leg of Evknani of Shimon, the halacha is that he's damaging Shimon's property, so he has to pay to Shimon. So chayiv bekulon, he has to pay to the adon. Now, to say that an Evknani is a goy and there's no din of chavola, that's not true. An Evknani is mechuyev b'mitzvahs, he has kedushas Yisrael, and therefore there's a chiyuv. But the momenistic eschusim that he has completely yad evet ki yad odoin, and memela all the chiyuvim momen go from the mazik to the odin of the nizik. Masha'en ken evet ivri, the previous case over there, the evet ivri himself can be kuna. We don't look at an evet ivri completely as the possession of his odin. We only look at his work. Maisi yodov are the product of the schus of his odin. The Mishnah is Maisiv one more chiddush. Reb Yehuda oimer in lavodin boishes. Yehuda has some an idea that boishes has to do with a certain tzura of a person. It's not just some a psychological svara. It's a drosh on a pasuk. The pasuk in Parshas Ki Tse that talks about boishes says the din in the context of ki notzu anoshim yachtov ish va'ochiv. So Reb Yehuda understands, the Gemara says, that Anoshim Yachtov means two people of equal standing. Two people that have an Echayrin. If one is an Eved, Knaini, he's not a Yachtov with the other person. There would be a Mokum to say, L'chayr, that you maybe could say an Eved Ivi also. Eved Ivi L'maisa that can marry a Shivcha, maybe you'll say that he's not Yachtov. Yehuda doesn't dash in that. He only dashes on Eved Knaini. And the Chacham clearly hold it. Kiyonotsu Anoshim Yachtov is even by an Eved Knaini, because it's mechuyev mitzvah, so there'll be boishes there, but the chiyuv will go to the adon. We'll just point out one more nekuda. We have the reisha of the Mishnah, din of kom lebi derab minei. There would be a mokim to argue that we could say by every chayvul, kom lebi derab minei also, not just by a makah of v'imoy. That means, if Reuven breaks Shimon's leg, he's over on a lav, the Gemara says over here, it's a sugya over here in Perek HaChoyvel, he's over on a lav of Pen Yosef. Pen Yosef is a posuk in the context of Makis, of Malkis. Arboim yakenu lo Yosef, that if the Shlich Bezdin willfully gives another klap to the person who's mechuyev, that's a klap shaloi kedin. And on that he's chayv. There's a halacha, there's a lav mufurish on a yid giving a slap to another yid. L'chayra, every case of chavola means that Reuven was over a lav. Why don't we say kom lebi derab minei? Now, you'll answer back right away. What do you mean? We just read the reisha of the Mishnah, and the only discussion over there, l'gabi yemei kippurim, was only whether kom lebi derab minei, the rabba, has to be with a chiv misa or even a chayv krisus. Chayv lavin for sure not. The lav of Pen Yosef is only a lav. However, it's important to know that in the Gemara in Ksubis and in Makis, the Gemara brings down two psukim for the concept of kom lebi derab minei. One is, like we said, kom lebi derab minei, and on that din, like we had earlier in the Masechta, the one who does an aveira on Shabbos, Yom Kippur, is even if he's a shoygeg, even if there was no asroi, he doesn't get punished. Then there's another din. There's a din that a person cannot get two oinchim on one aveira if he got hasra and there are edim that he gave, that Reuven gave a klap to Shimon, he gave a hakot to Shimon. L'chayra, when there's malchus, if the malchus is carried out, there can't be two types of oinchim, misa and moment. That has nothing to do with the rabbo. It's not a fact. Two oinchim cannot be. So mehechit heisi that the momen should have to pay, and there shouldn't be the malchus. The malchus l'chayr is the harsher of the two. Give him the malchus and not the momen. On that, the Gemara here over here in Achayel says, "Beferish ripsa teru l'teshlumen." Every hakor has a lava pen Yosef, and in Achanami, the Torah said that we want the momen is the din of mazik nizik of chayvul to take precedence over the isser v'heta, the lav of Pen Yosef. Says the Gemara, what happens if he gives him a hakor
Sheyesh, but a Reuven goes over to Shimon and gives him a slap, and there are Edim there. The Edim give him Asura, they warn him, you're not allowed to patch another year. It's a law in the Torah, Pen Yosef. And he gives him a slap. The slap doesn't have any Tashlumen. The Gemara explains where it wouldn't. Every slap across the face should have at least Boishes. So the Gemara explains a case where a Hakol will not have a Chiv Tashlumen. In that case, there'll be Malkus of Pen Yosef. Yes. Now this idea is an idea that we have the Moshul by Edim Zoymim in the Sechas Makis. Reuven and Shimon are made on Levi that he owes $100 to Yehuda. They were found to be Edim Zemim. They're liars. The halacha is they have to pay. The emes is that Edim Zemim also have a lav that they could get Malkus on. It's the lav of saying Edu Sheker. Over there as well, the Torah says Kasha Zomam. The Torah specifically wants that there should be an Einish Momen, not Einish Malkus. So we'll drop the Einish Malkus. They'll get Momen without Malkus. Over here as well, there'll be the Chi of Momen without the lav, without the Malkus of Pen Yosef. The Rambam over here, it's quoted in the Rav, it's a Rambam Pirush Mishnayis, the Rambam also Paskins at La Locha, has a Chiddush. What about Choyvel B'Chaveroi B'Yoyim HaKippurim? Now, like we said, there's no Komle B'Dirab Mineh because of the Chavi Krisus, but if a person does an Aveir on Yom Kippur, either eating on Yom Kippur, Rachman Lanzan, or doing Malach on Yom Kippur, if there's Hasra, then since it's Chavi Krisus, the din of Chavi Krisus is that if it comes along with Hasra and Edim, there's a Chiv Malkus, a Mishnah in the third parak in Malkus. That being said, let's say Edim give Hasra and they say Edus that Reuven, Rachman Lanzan, gave Shimon a Maisa Hako, Sheyesh Bekidei Chavolo, on Yom Kippur. The Chavolo carries with it a penalty of Malkus. Malkus and Momen can't be. There's no such thing as a Maisa that has two Einshim. It's either Malkus or Momen. The Pashtus is, and this is the way Rav Rishayim hold, the Rosh is Mufurish this way, over here in Achayvu, that the only time we say Beferish Ripsa HaTorah L'Tashlum, that the Torah gave preference to the Einish Momen over the Einish Malkus, is only the Momen klape the lav of Pen Yosef. But the Gabi Yom HaKippurim, the harsher of the two punishments, is the Malkus of Yom Kippur. The Rambam says no. The Rambam is mechadish that since Beferish Ripsa HaTorah L'Tashlumen, in that case, the Chiv Momen of the Hakoh will win out over the ability to give the Einish of Malkus, and he'll be Chayv Momen, and it will be part of Malkus. The Chiddush. Shitsa Rambam. Mishneh Dalet. Cheresh Shoyte V'Kotten Pigiyosan Ro. Cheresh Shoyte V'Kotten, it's an interesting Mishnah. Everybody has children, Baruch Hashem. There's nothing more sweet and precious than our tired kinder. From deswegen, the Mishnah says that a cheresh shoyte v'katan pigiyoson, having contact with them, is ra. What can the Mishnah mean? It's not a very positive message. The Mishnah means a point, legabidine hezek. Ha-choyvel bohen chayev, one who's choyvel in a cheresh and a shoyte v'katan, a cheresh shoyte v'katan all have in common that they're potter from mitzvahs and they don't have chiyuvim. There might be a fundamental difference between a shoyter and a cotton. A cotton, the pshat is, the Torah didn't place chiyuvim on him. But the maisa of a cotton is a maisa, because a cotton does have a certain amount of das. And that's why the Gemara says, over here in the end of Bava Kamma, that if a cotton does a maisa mazik, even though he can't be mechuyiv, there's no chaloy chiyuv on him, but lotzis sedei shemayim, he does have a stain on his record that he did a ma'isa mazik. A shoyter, we don't see his ma'isa as a ma'isa at all. If a person had a temporary fit of insanity, Rachman Son, you have a person who has to take pills, and for a few weeks there was something wrong with the dosage, and he was mazik, and he smashed this, and he ate that. Taloch is, there's no, he didn't do a ma'isa mazik b'klal. There's no gemara, there's no aloch in Shulchan Aruch that he has a chiyuv lasa de shemayim. So the ma'isa, as far as Bezdin is concerned, we're not matul chiyuvim on a cheresh shoyte v'katan. All three of them are not balei dei, they don't have chiyuvim. But if somebody is choyvel in them, avada that the mazik is chayiv. V'heim shechovlu ba'acherim p'turim. They don't have chiyuvim. So pigiyos and rob, because it's a very one-sided relationship as far as chavola is concerned.
Ho'eved ve'isha pigiyosen ro. The same idea. An eved ve'isha pigiyosen ro. Now, you're going to ask, why would an eved not be chayiv? Why would an isha not be chayiv? Ha'choyvel bohen chayiv. If somebody damages, if somebody crashes into a woman or into an eved, about the chayiv. An eved kanani, like we had in the previous mishnah, will be chayiv to the other. Ve'hem she'chovlu ba'cherim p'turim. If they do damage, they're potter. Why? And the answer could only be, the Gemara explains, because not because they're potter betzim, but they're baledeya, but they don't have money. Mashkani isha kana bailo. Evid doesn't have money of his own, so therefore the maisa that he does, even though theoretically should be mechayiv him, but you're going to take him to bezin, and he doesn't have assets. The Mishnah does add, al mshal malach hazman, the chiyuv is a chiyuv, the maisa mazik creates a chiyuv, the isha will have on her record that she's chayiv, this is mamani gaboch, as soon as she's paid her ksuba, then she's mechuyv to take that money and pay the person who she crashed into 10 years ago going down the street. And about the chiyuv is there. Nizgarsha ho isha, nishtacher ho eved, in case where she's nizgarish. Obviously, if her husband dies as well, same idea. Nishtacher ho eved, the eved becomes a free man, becomes now Yisrael. Avada is mechuyv b'mitzvahs as an eved kanani, including the chiyuv for being chayvul, for being mazik. The halacha is the maaseh. Now that he's nishtacher, as soon as he earns a paycheck, chayov l'sham will have to give that money up. The Rishonim add that if a woman causes a maaseh mazik, a woman gets into a car crash, lamazam she doesn't have assets of her own. Today it's not so nog that people should hide behind that isha doesn't have assets and she won't pay. Haven't heard anybody that'll say that a woman shouldn't pay, take responsibility if she's negligent with driving and she has a fender bender. But Medina de Masnisin, it is that way. The Rishonim do say, go to Besdin, make a din Torah out of it, write up a shtar choiv, a proper shtar choiv, kineged the isha, and hand it to the victim. And he'll hold on to it, leis mitzay. And Lama Zogan, at a certain point, she starts earning an income, and there's an ein in zayin is vein yoysa, we learned in Mishnayis Ksubis, where a woman could say that she's now financially independent and her husband shouldn't support her. So then she does have ma'aseh adayim. So maybe then she has extra ma'aseh adayim. And maybe then that ba'ifin, lefi ha'mavur, in the Mishnayis and Ksubis, where it wouldn't go to the husband there. It would be mechuyif. What would be l'moshel? She would yarshin assets. Now she's independently wealthy, so then that could be taken away. So write the shtar choyv now, and it'll be useful le'is mitzoy.